WHYY News. We are live in Philadelphia. It is 7:04. Good evening. I'm Cherry Gregg. Governor Josh Shapiro is seeking to expand virtual access to addiction treatment services in Pennsylvania. The Shapiro administration announced this week the creation of a new license for substance use disorder treatment providers without a physical location. Unlike existing licenses, the new telehealth-only program allows providers to offer virtual care without the need for a brick-and-mortar office. State officials say the new license could help expand access to care for people in rural areas. The state began taking license applications this week. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker gave her first State of the City address in North Philadelphia today. The mayor spoke about her achievements and also about how the city needs to improve by decreasing violence in every neighborhood.
We cannot and will not rest until every neighbor in every neighborhood feels safe in their homes and on their front steps. Until every child can walk to school safely, until every senior can sit on their porch on a summer night and feel safe again, we will not stop until we achieve that for every neighborhood in the city of Philadelphia.
Parker also spoke about the city's future, including a new system to give up-to-the-minute stats on city services and efforts to provide more economic opportunities for all people in the city. It's 7:05 on WHYY.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley. One of this year's Kennedy Center honorees is singer and songwriter Bonnie Raitt.